ABC Radio Australia.
To Fiji, we're pointing out a spelling error has landed a prominent lawyer and a political candidate in legal trouble. Richard Naidu was found guilty of contempt and scandalizing the court after he published a Facebook post earlier this year which pointed to the misspelling of the word injunction as injection in a judgment of the Fiji High Court. Mr. Naidu's supporters and human rights organizations says his prosecution is a violation of the right to freedom of expression. Joining me now is Amnesty International Pacific researcher Kate Schutze. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Priyanka.
Now, this is a very unusual judgment, to my ears at least, for someone to be found guilty of contempt of court for pointing out a spelling error. What's your reaction, Kate, to this judgment?
Well, I mean, our main concern here is the right to freedom of expression includes the right to be critical, and judges aren't above that. They don't warrant some special protection in law just because they are judges. But as you pointed out, the absurdity of this case is that it is over a spelling mistake, which is, in the scheme of things, it's somehow, you know, in some ways immaterial. The courts have used this old common law charge from the UK, which is completely abolished now and not used there. It's not used in a lot of other Commonwealth jurisdictions, but it's this sense that, you know, the court is somehow undermined, their integrity, you know, people won't follow court decisions just because someone makes a joke out of it, which is completely ridiculous. And in many jurisdictions, they've adapted and changed, especially because of social media. And it's really unfortunate that in this case, we could see a prominent lawyer potentially go to jail over highlighting a spelling mistake, which was made by the courts in the first place.
I mean, it does sound bizarre, but it does follow the book of the law, I guess. As you mentioned, it was common law in UK. That's been overturned. I believe even in Australia we have contempt of court charges, though I haven't heard of a similar thing, a mistake over a spelling mistake landing someone in court. But is there a broader concern here? I mean, do you feel like the laws should be thrown out? These laws should be thrown out or at least changed?
Yeah, absolutely. We think that the law needs to be reformed in Fiji because as it is now, the Fiji government has an arsenal of tools to restrict freedom of expression. And we've seen them use these various laws several times to prosecute lawyers, NGOs, journalists, trade union leaders, politicians, and they're consistently being used as a bit of a pattern to stop people criticising government or speaking out. Or the aim is to intimidate them into silence. So, you know, in this case, we might not see a prison term. We might just see a very serious, hefty fine. But the net effect is the same, is you deter people who see and hear about that case for speaking out and saying anything. Absolutely, we do have contempt of court in Australia, but I would be very surprised if you can find a case reference in the last 20 years that talks about someone who's not before the courts on an individual case, because usually there has to be that strong connection to undermining justice. So it would usually be in Australia someone's contravened a court orders, which is a different type of contempt, or a very direct connection to the administration of justice on an individual case. So yes, you could in theory be charged with something similar, but we don't see it happen in this case. And it, just to draw a comparison, imagine if we couldn't criticise the US Supreme Court for overturning Wade versus Roe on abortion laws. It would be completely ridiculous. And the same ridiculousness applies to this case here. It should never have been prosecuted in the first place. It's entirely the Attorney General's decision to prosecute this case, and he can discontinue or withdraw those proceedings at any time. And that's what we're calling him to do here in regards to Richard Naidu.
Yes, and we will go into those political contexts soon. But I wanted to ask, is there an argument to be made here that the courts, they do have the rule of law, they do make these judgments. It is very important for citizens to have confidence in their legal systems. Is it also important that these legal systems aren't questioned through social media, aren't sort of judged at in some ways, whether or not this way is exactly accurate? But is it important to have some sort of these laws still present?
Look, I think there's a few things that we need to unpack in that. One is, you know, Fiji's judiciary was completely sacked in 2009, and Bainimarama and this Attorney General were part of dismissing and throwing out the constitution and getting rid of those judges. A lot of the judges in Fiji now are on fixed-term contracts, you know, which means they don't get the same security of tenure that they get in Australia. And those are absolutely issues that go to the heart of the independence of the judiciary that we should be able to talk about, because no one country has, you know, a perfect system when it comes to this. And there are always rooms for improvement. But certainly in terms of criteria that the UN says sets up an independent and fair system, Fiji is falling short in a couple of those areas, and they've not agreed to allow the UN Special Rapporteur to visit to make further recommendations on how they can improve things since that happened. So it's almost like in Fiji, you know, we can do what we want, but you can't talk about it. That's what this prosecution goes to the heart of. It's, you know, we don't want anyone to criticise our actions that date back to the coup, to bring those issues up. You know, and these comments don't even go to that. But the other contempt cases we've seen have brought up those issues. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that the integrity of the courts is important, but I think it's ridiculous to assume that one comment on social media has the power and the strength to undermine or somehow encourage people not to comply with court decisions. People do follow court decisions all the time. There is not a massive problem with that in Fiji, in spite of the turmoil they've had in past years in relation to the judiciary. So there's no particular evidence in this case that, you know, because of that post, you know, Joe down the street decided, oh, well, if Richard Naidoo's saying this, this means I don't have to listen to anything the court's saying because they made a spelling error one time. Again, it's taking a huge leap behind one singular issue that was raised and making a huge mountain out of it that is completely blown out of proportion.
Yes, and as you were mentioning there, we'll get to those the political background soon. But if you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we're speaking to Kate Schutze. She's the Pacific researcher at Amnesty International. And we're talking about this very curious case of Richard Naidoo, a prominent lawyer and political candidate in Fiji, being found guilty of contempt and scandalising the court for pointing out a spelling error. Earlier this year, that was considered a contempt of court. And yes, he's facing a fine, a hefty fine, or possible jail time. Now let's go into this, the political backdrop here. Now, it was Fiji's Attorney General, as you mentioned, Kate, earlier, Ayaz Sayed Kayum. He was the one who initiated contempt of court charges against Mr. Naidoo. He claimed the post that he made, pointing out the spelling error, was malicious and invited others to mock the judiciary. Now, it's interesting to see, not only being a prominent lawyer, Mr. Naidoo is also a candidate in these upcoming elections. We're just weeks away from the elections. There has been concern about government sort of cracking down on opposition and using charges to do so, using police in the courts. What is Amnesty's view on this? Is there a political context here that we should be aware of?
I think there are concerns that the charges in this case might be politically motivated, from what I've heard of people in Fiji. But irrespective of that, irrespective of whether Richard was a candidate, we stand by the fact that he has the right to make a social media post, being as critical as he likes of an individual judicial officer, and that does not undermine the rule of law or the administration of justice in Fiji. Our concern is bringing this back to freedom of expression, which includes, you know, the freedom to say what you want and be as critical as you want without any repercussions. And so, you know, we've seen this pattern within Fiji of, you know, if people step over an invisible line in terms of criticising government individuals or government policy, they get charged under various laws. You know, sometimes it's been sedition, sometimes it's been contempt of court or the Public Order Act. You know, there are a range of tools that I said that the government is using to initiate legal proceedings against people and try and silence them.
And Kate, your group, Amnesty International, has been vocal about this particular case concerning Richard Naidu, even before the verdict was found, as the case was underway. How will Amnesty International respond now, considering this guilty judgment?
We're going to continue to call on the Attorney General to drop the charges and the proceedings. I mean, obviously, Richard Naidu has the right to appeal his decision within Fiji, but we will also elevate our calls for those charges to be dropped. The case is adjourned till the 5th of January to consider sentencing, but as I said earlier, we're very concerned about what that sentence might be. So it's a concerning escalation of this crackdown on freedom of expression in Fiji, and the wider pattern of it that really concerns us. So one of the other things we have not talked about is in November, Biman Prasad, who's the head of another party, he was charged under some criminal offences that just seemed wildly disproportionate to his actions. And there was a bit of a fallout between the police commissioner and the DPP as to whether those charges were suitable or not. They've since been dropped. But again, it's worth noting that this is all happening in the backdrop of elections. So there is a very clear, subtle message being sent by government: don't speak out against us or there will be repercussions.